Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Welcome to the Vault Podcast. Classic music reviews. Presented by IV Creative. Now, here's your hosts, B. Cox and the crew.
Greetings and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Vault Podcast. Classic music reviews. Presented by IV Creative. It's a perspective of the classics from a fresh point of view. We appreciate you for taking your time and lending your ears to our perspective. You could be anywhere listening to anything, but you're right here with us, so we thank you. With you today is yours truly, B. Cox, and I want to give a shout out to all the fans out there stateside and worldwide for continuing to support the show throughout the frequent absences that we have. Of course, I'm still trying to manage my schedule, but shout out to all you who are continuing to support the show and download as well as sharing along with your friends, your family, your network. Want to give a reminder to everybody out there to go to vaultclassicpod.com. That's vaultclassicpod.com. Out there, you will see all of our catalog of shows, also information about the show. You can get to all our social media channels from there. And there's our merchandise store there as well. We are fully into spring and about to head into summer. And what better to do than to support one of your favorite shows by getting a hat, a t-shirt, a tank top, any one of those things out there. And of course, a water bottle, because you know it's going to be hot this summer. And you can support the Vault there by buying any of those items. Make sure that you're sharing them with your friends and picking up some merchandise. And drop us a note when you do. We want to make sure that we feature you. Once again, that's VaultClassicPod.com. VaultClassicPod.com. As we always say here on The Vault, our motto is hashtag open the vault, hashtag nothing but the classics, or MBTC. And today, as we are heading towards Memorial Day weekend, and we know lots of you have lots of plans for Memorial Day weekend. You know, that's the weekend that unofficially kicks off summer, and you got your cookout set up and everything else. Well, we are all about nostalgia, and nostalgia is one of those things that we like to celebrate during cookouts and, of course, during the summer. I would be remiss if I did not cover this album right here because it features one of my favorite artists. Actually, someone who I did my last review on, ironically enough. So we're going to go back 20 years ago to 2005 to the sixth studio album of none other than Common, B. Released on March 24, 2005 on Geffen Records and Good Music. Recorded at Encore Studios in Burbank, Pay-J Studios in Clinton Township, and Sony Music in New York. With a runtime of 42 minutes and 33 seconds. The producers on this, none other than Kanye West himself, the owner and proprietor of Good Music, who linked up with Common once Common's label of MCA was involved in the merger between Geffen and also Universal Music Group. And this was Common's first album underneath Geffen and eventually linked up with Good, which linked him back to Kanye West, which is a very important part of this story. Kanye was the steward of this album. To bring Common a little bit more back to his roots, as I would like to say. Additional producers on this as well. The late, great J.D., a.k.a. J. Dilla, lending his expertise along with James Poyser and Kareem Riggins. James Poyser also worked with Common on his fourth studio album, like Water for Chocolate, during the Soulquarians era. The singles from B. The initial single released is listed as The Food, which came out October 8, 2004. Those of you all who were fans of The Chappelle Show know that this single was performed during one of the after segments when Dave had his musical groups. But to me, this is really the first single, and that was The Corner. Released on March 1st, 2005. The third single, Go, released June 14th, 2005. The fourth, Testify, released September 27th, 2005. And then Faithful, the last single, released October 8th, 2005. Now, Commons B, his sixth album. A little bit of a background with this. As I mentioned, Common had moved over his label, MCA, had eventually been a part of the merger with Geffen becoming a division of Universal Music Group. As a result of that, he also was in the same space as Kanye West, who had just started up Good Music. We remember the year before that Kanye dropped his debut album with The College Dropout, which was a huge success in 2004. As a part of Good Music, also released during that year, at the end of last year, was John Legend's Get Lifted. So we're right now in the era where Good Music was starting to launch and also become a force in the music business. This was something for Common that I felt was much needed. As we remember before B, the previous album, Common's fifth album, was 2002's The Electric Circus, where, depending on who you talk to, the opinions will vary, vary quite widely. I will say in the time that it was an album that many people had a lukewarm response to downright hated. And I think I was right in between those variation of emotions, being a huge Common fan and loving Like Water for Chocolate. When I heard Electric Circus, it was very eclectic to me and something that I really wasn't used to hearing from Common, the production and the styles of the songs. And it's something that at that time I was really, really disappointed with. I mean, you have to understand, off of the high of what I had for Like Water for Chocolate and off of what many of us heard, we were expecting maybe for Common to continue in that realm of excellence. And then what we heard was something that was so in far in left field that we really couldn't fathom by understanding what had happened. Well, I'll tell you exactly what we thought had happened, at least in the fan base. We thought that Common had been hit by the curse of Erykah Badu, where anybody who could tell you when Erykah Badu has been involved in a relationship with the artist, that stylistically, whether it's musically and or also fashion-wise, and also in their temperament, take a wide, wide change from where they normally were into something more bohemian, more artful, more, I don't even know what the word is, but you know, we saw it happen with Andre 3000. People saw the same thing happening with Common, the way he dressed in some of those interviews and also in that Come Close video. And we thought that that really was what was the result of that, is that album came out and so many of us who were hardcore Common fans didn't like it. Now, revisionist history, looking back on it now, not listening to it with so much of harsh ears, Electric Circus has gained some praise from critics and fans out there, really for its intuitiveness, for its creativity, for really bending the genres that Common was normally used to performing within. And there are some redeemable qualities about that album afterwards. But personally, to me, if I had to talk about Common albums, it's definitely within my bottom third of albums of Common has put out in regards to how I vibe with it. So I was hoping for something a little bit better this time around. So when I heard the news that Common was working on this album and then the news had emerged that he was working with Kanye West, everybody, I think, was sort of sitting there thinking like, okay, let's see exactly what's going to happen here. Because Kanye, as we all know, was a disciple of No ID. No ID had produced a large portion of Common's first three albums. In particular, his brilliance in what we saw with No ID did on Resurrection and also One Day It'll All Make Sense had a lot of people very optimistic. And it was dropping during this time when I think Common needed something to help get him back in the forefront. And what I will say is that for those of us who were anticipating the album, we were only expecting the best. And so we wanted to make sure that we saw what Common could do. And then with the production of someone of the caliber of Kanye West and the creativity of Kanye West and who he could bring along with him in regards to helping to, on guest stars from his Good Music artist repertoire and also every other folks that he knew, producers and mixers, engineers, musicians, it could only be something good. And now we're going to go ahead and get into it.
First thoughts and reflections.
My first thoughts and reflections on B. Well, as I mentioned to you, huge Common fan, and I was very disappointed by the Electric Circus. Common had made this move after One Day It'll All Make Sense, going into making Like Water for Chocolate, where he shifted from Chicago over to New York to work closely with at that time, which we called the Soulquarians, Questlove, JD, James Poyser, The Roots, D'Angelo, Erykah Badu, who were all part of those Soulquarian sessions as we talked about. Everything came out roses on Like Water for Chocolate. We talked about it during our last review with him during the 25th anniversary of Like Water for Chocolate. So we all felt good about where Common was. It was a smash album, a smash hit, and it was Common's best work, in my opinion. Then, all of a sudden, 2 years later comes out The Electric Circus. And for those of us who were used to Common, and knowing that you are able to evolve as an artist and why you can express yourself artistically, a lot of us, really, the expression when we heard Electric Circus was like, nah, this ain't it, fam. This ain't it. And so we were a little disappointed. Fast forward 2 years later, as we're watching the Dave Chappelle Show during that brilliant second season, we do see Common come out and perform a song called The Food. And he's with Kanye West. And the sound and the feeling of the song, from Common's bars to the production to Kanye West joining in, it was almost like a match made in heaven. And some of us get to stop the thinking and saying, you know what? What if this would be something combination that we could actually celebrate, that could make something magical? Lo and behold, little did so many of us know that something was already in the works. And when the album was being announced that B was going to come out, and that first single, for most of us, what we knew that was coming out, that was going to be released to the masses, was going to be The Corner. And this is when good music is on a scorcher. And I was optimistic, to say the least. But man, nothing can really compare to what I felt like when I actually watched The Corner as a video when it first was released, when it came out, I believe it was on Rap City. And when that first shot of The Corner comes up, and when all, like, you get that feeling, you see Chicago almost like in the dead set of winter. And then when that beat drops, I want to say literally, I got goosebumps. I got goosebumps. And I mean, I felt it like in that beat as it continued to drive on. And then Common comes out and starts rhyming. I just sat there and I said to myself, he's back. It was just perfect. In so many ways, The Corner is not only emblematic of Common and what he stands for, but also being based on what Common and what Chicago Common means. And let me tell you what I mean by Chicago Common. This is the city where Common was born, raised, and made his bones. He is Chicago down to his roots. I mean, there's nothing really that you can ever deny to say that Common isn't down for the Windy City. And this song feels like Chicago, like the soul of Chicago hip hop. You have Common on the track. Then you have Kanye West producing this masterful beat. And then to top it off during the chorus in the hook, you have none other than the iconic The Last Poets with some lines that just makes this song just drop even harder. By the time I was finished that video and watching it and hearing what I heard, I was ready. I was ready for this album to drop, and I wanted to drop the day after. Matter of fact, I wanted to drop the minute after I finished watching that video and hearing that song. I jumped straight to LimeWire and tried to get a copy of that song so I could get that on a CD burn so I can listen to it. And in anticipation of this album coming out, I said, I know this album being produced by Kanye, it's going to be fire. And when the album finally dropped, I had just graduated from college. I was at least a week out from graduating from college. I was home, started working a temporary job, and the album drops, and I run straight to the store to go cop it. I didn't burn this one or get it on LimeWire. I went and bought it and popped that CD in. And that CD became my soundtrack pretty much for that early part of that summer during 2005, as I was beginning my new professional life, driving from where I was out to Rockville, which was about a 35 to 40 minute commute. So when that first drive that I drove to work the next day after I got it, I finished the album and I kept playing it and kept playing it and kept playing it. I loved what happened here because to me, Common was back.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. using Acorns. Before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/affirmations or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/affirmations.
Spring into big savings on all Larson storm doors now at Menards. Larson doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. Whether you're looking for additional security or a screen door, we have what you need. They come in over 40 styles and 9 colors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Common was back to his roots. Common was back to what made him Common, to what made so many of his fans love him. It's like no disrespect to the production on the Electric Circus, which, you know, great production on there, a lot of inventive things on there. Like now we can appreciate a lot of those things, especially because you see it the way that music came out and what's come out in the last 20 something years since it's been out. So a lot of those things that he did there, people started doing not even a decade later. So he was ahead on a lot of that. But for those of us who are hardcore Common fans, we wanted to hear something. We wanted to have something that we could feel that would touch us in our soul. And to hear Common's bar is excellent over top this production from Kanye West, the soul of Chicago being present throughout this album was something that captivated so many of us. Man, this album satisfied my hunger. What I was left very, very unsatisfied after listening to the Electric Circus. And it really helped to reestablish Common as a force in hip hop. Then when you take the two of them together, Two Sons of Chicago, Common and Kanye West, who were a part of that early to mid-90s Chicago hip hop scene. Common coming out with Can I Borrow a Dollar to Resurrection. Kanye being under the tutelage of No ID, who produced those Common albums that really helped to give Common and also Chicago to a segment of it, really a sound unique to its own. Putting those two together was a match made in heaven. And this would be something that was much needed, that Common needed. And it was something that Kanye West could put another feather back in his cap to be like, yeah, man, Common's always been dope, but I helped bring him back. And not only did I help bring him back, he helped to legitimize me as well. Because being able to produce another rapper's album in full like he did just now, it stamps. Because Kanye, yeah, produced his own album. He had done stuff with Jay-Z. He had done things for, you know, other people with State Property, The Rock. But be able to have his own label and stand on his own and be able to produce another artist's and rap artist's record like someone like that from Chicago that has the cachet he has in that city, chef's kiss. It's exactly what it was.
Highlights and lowlights.
There are no lowlights on this album. I mean, come on, man. Let's be real about this. There are no lowlights on B. Just to talk about just a few highlights for me. I'm not going to go through and list every track, but every track on here to me, I love and is exceptional. There isn't even a moment on here that I think is questionable. But I mentioned The Corner, but a couple of album tracks on here that were not singles. To me, I love Love Is. Helped to be produced by J Dilla. You can hear Dilla's influence on that. To hear Common, one of the things he does as well as anybody is to sort of weave these stories within the theme of whatever his song is about. And to talk about Love Is and all the things that are great there, man. And Common is the one thing that he can do is he can take an emotion of a song and can tie it to basically what that theme is and really dig in on it and can help to dig into your soul till you feel it. And that is to me where he connects really on this one with Love Is. On Shy City, which is one of my favorites. To me, I would say on this same path that he's with when he does tracks like Hunger on One Day to All Make Sense or like Doing It on like Water for Chocolate, where he really goes hard, where he kind of shows you his edge as an MC, that he wants to go after you to show you he's had skills. People make a lot of jokes about Common, but make no mistake about it. He's an MC's MC, and he can do everything from telling stories to maybe making some mid-tempo to up-tempo tracks to making some love songs, and he can definitely battle. And Shy City has that edge, that battle edge, even if he may not necessarily be talking about somebody that we can pick out readily to say like, oh, he's talking about this person, but he shows that edge right there. Being able to hear a track also as well, like They Say, featuring John Legend and Kanye. Another one of those things where you get to click together to make a dope song. And John Legend is in the midst of right after Get Lifted be coming out. We're raring and ready to hear from him, right? We know his talents and what it is that he can do. You put those three together and it was a powerhouse for the label. To close out the album with It's Your World, some of the best bars that Common had on this album, including that first verse. But then to bring it back to what we are so used to on Common's albums is hearing Pops at the end of this record to talk about what it is that these children, when they right after the kid said that they want to be this, they want to be the first black female president, they want to be a veterinarian, they want to be a teacher, they want to be an airline pilot. To hear Pops back that up, Pops being Lonnie Pops Lynn, Common's father, who was known for doing Pops rap at the end of Resurrection, for doing it on One Day to All Make Sense, and again, on Like Water for Chocolate. To hear Pops at the end of this to supplement what these kids were talking about. Very powerful, powerful message, man. To bring it back to Pops closing out this album really made my heart warm, man. Because one thing we always know about this is that with Common and his dad being and ending the record kind of just simplifies to us that this was work very well done. And so to hear Pops back on this again, man, just really kind of warmed my heart. But the single is, of course, outstanding. Testify, outstanding work there. Unconventional song structure that you have there with Common. Everybody remembers the video for that as well. Go was a huge hit featuring John Mayer. That was a song that was a lot bigger hit than even I thought it was going to be. But, you know, on the radio was something that made a lot of waves during that summer. Something that I heard continuously when I was listening to the radio, whether at work or with my homies. And it became a really, really big hit. Having all these folks work on this album, the John Legends, Jay Dilla, James Poyser, Kareem Riggins, John Mayer, having Umar Ben Hassan of The Last Poets on here as well, it really just kind of drives home the kind of effort that Kanye puts into producing the album and Common really being able to work within that same framework. This was the album that needed to be made, and it was the album that Good needed to be able to help launch this era of good music, as I say, which started, I would say, kind of with The College Dropout, continued on with Get Lifted, but then also continued with B. But then later on that year, we would see also the release of Kanye's second album, Late Registration, which we'll be covering later on here in The Vault, man. But just no lowlights here at all. Excellent production on here. Common, to me, I really thought got back to the bar game. I mean, his bars were good on Electric Circus, but this was Common at his core, what we always wanted and what we expected.
Notable quotables.
My notable quotable actually comes from one of my favorite songs, and that's The Corner. And it is actually the second verse, not the best verse on here, but a verse that really stuck out to me listening to this. The second verse goes, street lights and deep nights, cats trying to eat right, riding no seat bikes with works that defeat hypes so they can keep sweet nights, they head and they feet right, desires of street life, cars and weeds tight, it's hard to breathe nights. Days of thief life, the beast roam the streets, the police is Greek-like. Game at its peak, we speak and believe hype. Bang in the streets, hats cocked left to deep right. It's deep life, coming up where sheep like. Rappers and hoopers, we strive to be like. G's with three stripes, seeds that need light. Cheese and weaves tight, needs and thieves strike. The corner, we're struggling, greed fight. We write strongs about wrong, cause it's hard to see right. Look to the sky, hoping it will bleed light. Reality's a bitch, and I heard that she bites The Corner. Couple of things I want to touch in here, what he says, right? He says on this one, rappers and hoopers, we strive to be like G's with three stripes, like Adidas, right? Three stripes for Adidas. Seeds that need like cheese and weaves tight, needs and thieves strike. It's just crazy wordplay. But then when he says is that, the corner where struggle and grief fight. We write songs about wrong because it's hard to be right. Talking about the rap game in itself. But then really one of the best bars on here is that look into the sky hoping it will bleed light. Everybody knows that Common was on the third verse of Respiration. And that chorus, so much on my mind, I just can't recline. Blasting holes in the night till she bled sunshine. Driving back to something back there, man. It's just great work right there. And that verse, like I said, it really kind of stuck to me what he said right there, man. And it's just those bars are emblematic of a lot of different bars here. Is that Common's really in the storytelling bag and really about touching back on his hometown and what life was like growing up. So much of this are like stories of him growing up in the Shy, what life was like back then. So you definitely have to give him props for that. Tying back to where it is, to where you all came from and really bringing it back to that essence and to the roots.
Final verdict.
So my final verdict, listen, spoiler alert, you know, this is definitely certified classic for me with Common. It's an album that was critically acclaimed when it came out. The critics loved it. XXL, I think, gave it one of its very few XXL ratings on an album. I don't know what, if the source rated it or not, but I could only imagine what they would have, if they rated it, would have gave it. It probably would have gotten a minimum 4 mics, probably deserved 4.5 or 5 mics in there. This is, to me, in my opinion, Common's comeback album. It's the album that helped to recertify him as a force with someone that was perfectly suited for him. As I always like to say, there are 3 people to me that perfectly produced Common. The first, of course, was always No ID. The second was, as we just found out last year from the release of The Auditorium, Pete Rock. But then the other producer is Kanye. And those are the people who have produced extensively for Common. Yeah, DJ Premier has done some great things for him. Dilla is also one of the folks out there to produce an album. But the 3 perfect producers to really help to fit Common's style, with the, also a nod to Dilla. Aside from Dilla, of course, because we know how dope like Water for Chocolate is. But to produce a whole album for Common, No ID, Pete Rock, and Kanye West. And they did as great a job as anybody possibly could. And Kanye here helping to guide Common through this process, and Common really letting everybody know and remind them that he's someone not to be messed with. And so certified classic with this would be. And it's an album that's so nice that they're celebrating the anniversary of this album and doing a bonus release coming up in a few days. So when you listen to this, depending on when you listen to it, on May 23rd of 2025, they're going to be coming out with a B deluxe version, anniversary version, which will have 11 bonus tracks on it. So we'll be hearing those 11 original tracks in addition to 11 bonus tracks, which will also be on this 20th anniversary issue. So for those of us who love this album, we got a lot more dopeness to celebrate with this 20th anniversary. But that's Common. B, celebrating 20 years. Hit us up. Let us know what you think, man. Let us know on social media. What do you love about this album? What are some of your favorite tracks? And do you agree that it's a certified classic? And what are your feelings about it now, 20 years afterwards, man? Is it still something that resonates with you as much now as it did 20 years ago? Hit us up on social media. Let's continue the conversation. And that is going to wrap up yet another edition of The Vault. Please make sure you are visiting us at vaultclassicpod.com. That's vaultclassicpod.com. There you can learn more about the show, check out our past episodes, join our mailing list, leave a review, or if so inclined, you can leave us a voice note. Click the blue microphone in the bottom right-hand corner to leave us a voice note to let us know what you think about the show, or to just show us some love. To support the show, click the coffee cup shaded in yellow in the bottom left-hand corner to access our Buy Me a Coffee page. On Buy Me a Coffee, you can give a small monetary donation to support the show to ensure that we can keep the vault open for many years to come. You can also visit us on social media at Vault Classic Pod on IG, Twitter, and on TikTok. Also hit us on YouTube and our Facebook page. Like and follow us on social media. Subscribe to the pod and the YouTube channel. We do it here all for you. We appreciate the support, and if you have a friend, tell a friend, and make sure that that friend tells a friend. Always remember to keep your headphones on and your music loud, but not too loud. And as we close, we'd like to remind everyone to dream big, because dreams are the basis for creation. Always create, motivate, and elevate, because you were never destined or created to stay stationary or ordinary in this life. And on that note, we say peace.
Thank you for listening and coming into The Vault. Please subscribe and visit us at vaultclassicpod.com. That's vaultclassicpod.com.
Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. Whether you're installing a patio or adding a new retaining wall, we have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.